Jerry!
Sign fuck.
Well, last couple episodes back, we asked you to write in and give yourself the moniker Bucks Hater to tell me off.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go be fun.
Yes, that's right. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as they were able to, my haters wrote in. We already have a response. Bucks Hater, his song recommendation, Blood and Thunder by Mastodon. What a track. White Whale. Holy
Chef's Kiss.
Grail. I play that song before we play the Canucks every time because it's about hunting whales. Bucks Hater writes, good. You opened this message. This isn't actually Bucks Hater. Oh. They're busy tending to their extensive Funko Pop collection. I would like to quote a section of this very submission page directly. Quote, We'll literally, that's not the same word at all, is it? We'll literally answer any and all questions you have, even if it gets us all canceled, end quote. My question? When did you decide to become hack frauds? Thanks.
Day one, ladies and gentlemen. Day fucking one.
I came out the womb lying. Absolutely. I said, Israel, Palestine, why can't we all just get along?
It's the difference.
It's the difference.
What's the big differo?
What's the difference? It's beachfront property.
One day I say, Donald Trump, he did a lot of good for the economy. And the next day I say, that guy, what an idiot. Fuck that guy.
That orange bastard.
Because I have zero principles. I will say whatever is possible. Popular.
I'll be one day, I'll be like, I love Joe Biden, great president. Next day, I'm going, this guy's a little old for me.
So you're liberal.
Yeah, so this guy. Yeah, this guy's going like, oh, let me tell you about the time me and Scoot were manning the lifeguard duties at the pool.
Yeah, I would talk to Corn Pop.
I was 40 years old the first time I saw a woman wear a bikini in public.
I said, who, mama?
I said, ooh, that's getting my downstairs area all nice and excited, rattling around.
Steam flew out of my ears and the top of my head flew a foot off my head.
Yeah, I told her you said, wow, you got leg hair too. You got leg hair. You can grab my leg hair. You can grab it. It's just floating around the pool like tendrils.
I hated that.
Response is probably in reference to the fact that we do not read a whole lot of racist material on air. We promise we will do that more in the future.
Yeah. We promise to try better next time. I know we will try better.
Listen, I'll submit it.
Disappointed my family, our fans, our community.
Listen, I won't do it. I am a hack. I am a hack. I won't do it.
You're a fraud.
Hacks and frauds.
You're a fraud. You're a hack comedian. That's all you are.
Yeah, it's true. Robert saw one of my sets recently and was, yeah.
I was unimpressed. I'm just kidding.
That brings us to our next question here. Dear Signfuck boys, what do you think of this bell curve? I don't know what this graph is supposed to represent.
Yeah, I think it's something about average IQs, and I really don't want to engage with that energy right now. It's really harshing the vibe.
Yeah, it's not cool.
We just got called hack frauds. What do you mean the vibe?
Oh, that's my vibe. It's getting called hack frauds.
Do we have a guess on what the race of the person who wrote in is?
That is actually one of the other questions, is guessing the race of the person who beat Robert up the other day.
Unseasonably tan.
Well, we'll finally know.
He was white, ladies and gentlemen. He was white.
I can't believe it. How could this happen?
Oh.
We're back.
Why'd you get addicted to gambling in the last season?
I'm addicted to gambling now.
Yeah, you actually, the other day you sent me your winnings.
My dad would have loved you.
I'm proud of you.
I would have loved your dad, especially if he gave me a place to live.
It's called the basement under the casino.
Oh, I'll take it. Absolutely.
Yeah, you work in the old, the poker chip mines.
Just the sound of jackpots above me constantly.
You're next to the room where a bunch of women in lingerie count money.
Is there a hole in the wall?
That depends on whether or not you got a drill,
buddy.
Please
answer my question. Well, thank you so much for writing in, Bucks Hater. And remember, you too could be Bucks Hater, and your response will be inevitably read on this podcast for all to hear. I would ask that you keep your criticism constructive, or at least make a funnier joke than, hey, Tubby, lose weight. I have already said that one on Twitter. It is why I am currently banned.
Oh yeah, you are banned.
You are banned. You've been recently banned because, you know, some people can't take a compliment.
I'm too hot for Twitter, as it turns out.
I just really love the phrase, like, calling someone tubby as an insult online. Just being like, oh, look at you, you little tubby.
Let me into a little secret, okay? I've talked a lot of shit on Twitter, and I've mastered how to start shit with people. You want to kick up shit with a rival sports fan? Call him tubby. Off the bat, doesn't matter if he's 130 pounds soaking wet. He will say, I'm not tubby. I'm 6'2". I'm 200 pounds. I'll beat your ass. No, he won't. He's on the internet. What is that fat tub of goo going to do?
It's got definite Mick Ultra tall boy in hand energy.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it twink death. As I'm aware, Tucker Carlson went through twink death. Yeah, I've seen pictures of Tucker Carlson as a young, when he stopped wearing the fun bow ties.
since he stopped looking like you could fuck him in the back of congressional suite.
I've started getting a lot of attention from homosexual men. Think it's strange?
Boys, I'm flattered.
I don't really? Care what you do behind closed doors. To pictures of me. Don't do it next to me at the bus stop.
It's not like I'm going to be at the Motel 6 this afternoon.
What is going on?
Room 402.
You really got to hate Nick Mullen for cracking that impression wide open for everybody.
Oh, it's
so easy to do.
That's the kind of sad bit about so many like gold impressions that you can't really compete with so many different people. He just has it down.
Yeah, when you have it, when you cook it, you're cooking it good. I can't do Holmberg's Trump impression or like Zach Hadel's Trump impression because they're both perfect.
Yeah,
they have their mannerisms and everything.
Who's the guy? Aaron Taylor Johnson. Who am I thinking of?
Aaron Taylor Johnson from Kick-Ass. No, it's Johnson. That's my bond.
That's my mind.
You do an impression of that twink.
Who's the guy on SNL who can do a fantastic Trump impression?
Oh, James Austin Johnson.
James Austin Johnson.
Got his own show for it, I think.
Yeah, he's basically, that's probably what got him the gig.
He was like a Trump impersonator online, essentially, and then he got SNL.
But yeah, it turns out he has more impressions.
Ladies and gentlemen, you too could be a hack fraud comedian if you have one good impression and know somebody on the cast.
And kind of okay impressions otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't know that many.
No, you don't even know. You don't even need, like, I've watched the last couple episodes because there's been some interesting hosts. And, like, I'll say that, like, only one or maybe two of the performers on the show right now can do an impression. And then everyone else is just, like, doing, like, stuff where you'd be, like, looking back on it in, like, 10 years ago, like, who the hell did they think they were trying to do? Like,
why are you guys still watching this shit, dude?
Because we have to stay relevant.
Are you serious? Is that really why you watch Saturday Night Live?
That was a joke. That was a joke.
I don't think it is. I think there's a kernel of truth in that. I think that you don't want to be behind on Saturday Night. I think someone that doesn't know comedy
to make fun of about Saturday Night Live.
Someone who doesn't understand comedy or stand up or like timing is going to walk up to you and be like, "Hey man, did you see Saturday Night Live yesterday?" And you wouldn't be able to say, "Oh yeah, John, what's his face? So fucking funny. I can't believe Keenan still has a job." That's like the summation of your discourse with these people.
You love Keenan. Shut up.
Everyone loves Keenan. He's just been there a million years.
Didn't we agree like some episodes back that we were going to try to clown less on working comedians?
We were, but then I watched SNL and I was like, well, maybe we gotta get back.
I'm better than them.
Maybe pump those numbers.
No, I'm not a funny person. I'm not a comedian. I've never tried stand up. I'll tell you part of the problem. How long is Saturday Night Live?
It's 90 minutes.
Why on God's green earth does there need to be an hour and a half of sketch comedy?
Well, two
commercial breaks,
music performances,
two musical guests. Breaks. You can account for a half hour. Commercial breaks. That's 45 minutes.
Half an hour to do two songs is crazy.
That is pretty.
It's SNL.
I really love Michael Longfellow's stand up, but he's just like he kind of seems like a guy struggling on the show right now. And I love Andrew Dismukes's like comedy as well. I think he's aligns well with what I'd like.
If you're on SNL and listening to this, on the off chance you are, hit us up. We will retract. We are hack frauds.
We will delete this episode from the internet in preemption to getting a job at SNL.
We will upload an entire episode praising you and your program.
Let's just say if one of Robert or I gets an SNL job, we're pulling a Shane Gillis and it's all coming off the internet. because the Shane Gillis track is that we pull it off too late. It's a clip that we from
right,
the podcast,
that's right.
And then that'll launch us into superstardom after a pretty tough 6 month stretch. That's what
is the guy who uploaded that clip, Buck Panic.
Mr. Buck,
so
Harper.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, as hack frauds, I'm sure that we all have huge opinions on Ukraine joining NATO.
Love to see it.
Love to see it. Absolutely.
I just had Ukrainian food on the weekend.
Think of the culture.
The culture. The pierogies.
Completely unknown to us before they've joined NATO.
Their food, however.
The cabbage rolls. Chef's kiss. Mwah.
Well, if it wasn't for all this migration, how would you enjoy so many varieties of food?
Jesus. I mean, that's actually, I will say there are like in, at least in Phoenix, before I'm kind of back here in San Diego, there are like 6 different new Ukrainian restaurants open.
Only 2 of them are good. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, and
that's the rule
part.
Of averages, though. You can't really blame Ukraine for that. I think that they have pulled a decent trick on everybody, however. That is just Russian food. There's no difference. It's the same shit.
Technically, Russia did that in like the 40s. Like, oh, yes, Ukrainian food. That's obviously Russian food.
Someone was on the Phoenix subreddit.
Ukraine has existed.
Shut the fuck up. Someone was on the Phoenix subreddit asking for Ukrainian food spots. And people would reply with Ukrainian food spots. And he'd be like, that's Russian food. And they'd be like, there's a Ukrainian flag in the window. He's like, don't care. They're making Russian food. I asked for Ukrainian food.
That's actually a great troll. That's a incredible troll.
People didn't like it. They didn't like hearing it.
No, that's fair. I mean,
they thought they found those spots to support Ukraine.
My favorite is that on Ukraine, like when it comes to Ukraine, the Ukrainian restaurant I went to, they have a fun thing in the urinals in which you go into the urinals and you're peeing, and there's a photo in one urinal of Putin, and in another urinal it's Stalin. So it's, you're peeing on one of them. Mad respect. They also have a cutout of how do you pronounce his last name, the president,
Zelensky.
Yeah, Zelensky. So they have a cutout of Zelensky, who, by the way, I think is a short king. He's a short king.
Yeah, he's a short king comedian. Voiced the Ukrainian dub of Paddington Bear.
Incredible.
Is he in the urinal as well? Is that what you're saying?
No. He's like, he greets you when you walk into the restaurant.
Oh, I was about to say, this is an equal opportunity establishment if I've ever heard of
one.
No.
They're very, very anti-Russian.
That would be very funny if they were so anti-Russian and they still had Zelensky in the urinal.
That would be crazy.
How do you parse that?
That would be pretty darn funny. I will say Kyiv is like the oldest city in Eastern Europe. They've existed like for more than 1,000 years before Moscow existed. Ukrainian food, Ukraine has existed, maybe not as an official country, but as a culture, it's older than Russia.
Let me tell you something. I've listened to the Tucker Carlson interview, and you've fallen for a Polish ruse. That country is brand new. They've tricked you and everyone else into thinking Ukraine is a country. The Poles have done it again.
Not only people, not only the
I took European history in high school, like as an AP class before university. And like one of the things that's fascinating is the fact that Poland, like throughout like the history of Europe, just disappears as a nation and then comes back. Several times, which means that I believe those are incorrect maps that Poland wants you to think they're gone, but they've been there.
Poland's
like,
racial passion is to disappear from maps.
We're done. We're done. Yeah.
We're good, guys.
Yeah. We're good. All right. We're not controlling everything in Europe.
You try to pass from Ukraine to fucking Germany by way of Poland, and it's just not there. It's just a big hole in the ground.
It's like they ripped it out of the ground.
They went back to space.
Like, this is like the Russian thing. Like, so, you know, like how, like, there's the white supremacists that go like, oh, the Jews run everything. They run Hollywood. They run everything. I love that it's in Russia. It's instead of that, it's like the Poles are doing it. It's obviously the Poles.
So awesome, to be honest, because that's kind of sounds... Because it's not only safe, not only is it safe racist to say the Poles are running everything, because that could be true, but it's also it's also incredibly funny that people mocked routinely as the stupidest race of people could be running everything.
The Austro-Hungarian Empire never ended. It's just changed names.
Well, here's the thing, Harper. You said something that we have to debunk, which is that you said that they say that the Poles are the stupidest race. Do you know who says that? the polls because they want you to think
because they want to keep it low-key.
It makes perfect sense. And, and Robert, you said that like the Illuminati's headquarters are in Warsaw.
That's
incorrect. They're in the basement of Auschwitz. That's where they are.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Where else do you think they are?
It's right under the room with all the mirrors that make it seem like there are more ovens than there are.
That's why the doors were all made of wood because they were too stupid to make them out of steel.
Yeah, see, like,
holy fuck!
Those poles, they're so.
We're going so far. Listen, I will say this: 9 million Jews did die in the Holocaust.
The 12 billion Jews that died.
Here's the thing, Robert. I'd rather overestimate than underestimate.
You're fine. I think I'd prefer to perfectly estimate.
Remember the 12 million guys, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
We cannot air that.
No, we have to.
Hold on.
We'll defer.
I went to
6 million people. It's 6 million Jews, 9 million people.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, so we're both right.
No, we are not.
I said nine. Listen,
so what is a six but a nine turned upside down?
Yeah, who cares about the gays or the
blacks? I'm saying, like, listen, we just don't have the numbers, and they could be bigger, right?
This reminds me of a question. This reminds me of a question that my nephew asked me. I think he was like 12 at the time. He was like a little too old to be asking questions like this. And it was about the topic of the Holocaust, and he was like, the Jews had the yellow star, right? I'm like, yeah. And the gays had the pink triangle. I'm like, yeah, of course. That's how they marked them in the street. And he went, but what did they do for black people? How they could tell them apart?
Well, they weren't.
I'm sorry. Think college is going to work out, kid.
They have to turn their hands upside down.
That's crazy. Holy shit. Oh, man.
That's so funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, what a based question. Thank you for writing in.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I just discovered a subreddit called r/news of the stupid, and this is like, feels right up their alley. Like, this
is, so it's Polish themed, right?
But here's Poland, the thing. I do believe that like the seriousness of those allegations are that Russia, although they're failing to take Ukraine, they're going to set their sights on Poland next, right?
That was always going to thing.
Poland was the goal from day one.
Yeah.
Revenge. It was revenge.
Yeah. I'm doing this for my forefathers, forefathers, forefathers.
He was literally just like, let's go back to the year 1806 or something like that. Yeah. He's just like, now picture you're in Krakow, Poland. And I'm like, wait.
what was that project from the right wingers in the US? It was like the 1914 project or whatever.
Yeah, because it was in direct reference to the 1619 project or whatnot, which was a New York Times thing.
Oh yeah, but I love that. But then in like Russia, it's like the 80 project, which is like, let's get back to the year 80 to just deal with.
Yeah, or to the like year 80 when Russia like was at its peak. 1880s, where Russia invaded Poland.
Yeah, when it was at its peak. Like,
that's a good idea.
I'm just saying.
When Putin dies, Russia's fucked. I'm just going to say that.
It's going to turn into a bloodbath.
They have no succession plan. Also, rest in peace, Navalny. Rest in peace, Navalny.
My coyotes.
He did get murdered a few months ago.
Well, I don't know nothing about all that. I just thought that the plot to get revenge on Poles for perceived slights from hundreds of years ago is pure comedy.
But if you want to like lighten it up, so I just joined a new Reddit community. It's called r/news of the stupid, which is just like headlines that just have been making me laugh.
Are these like parody articles or?
No, these are real articles by people doing really stupid things. Like one of them is like, woman taken off Delta flight for not wearing bra calls for policy change. Actually, I agree. She's in the right there.
No, she's 100% in the right.
Man arrested for Easter Bible belting of Walgreens worker cop says.
What?
Yeah. So the guy went into Walgreens with a Bible on Easter and started hitting people with it.
Excellent.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Can only guess what's going on here.
Oh, there's also viral weight loss breakfast dubbed Oatzempic has exploded in popularity on TikTok after users claimed it can help you lose 40 pounds in 8 weeks.
Isn't that a diabetes supplement or something like that, Oatzempic?
It's not a diabetes supplement. It's just a weight loss drug that basically reduces your consumption. It's a pretty effective, apparently.
Well, they're running out of it for diabetics because the TikTokers keep using it.
Yeah, here's the thing. I know a guy who's been on Ozempic for a year, hasn't lost a fucking pound. That's like my hilarious. Favorite. One of my favorite like quotes is Tracy Morgan was quoted as being like, "Yeah, I was on Ozempic, but I out ate that bitch." He's the best, man, Tracy. I don't know if I fully buy into it.
It's a whole thing, and there's stuff about the long term effects of it that people are a little up in the air about, but whatever.
It'll help people stop like constant overeating, but that's like about it. But so if you're like fat and you're not overeating all the time, then it's not really gonna do shit.
If you're tired of me calling you Tubby on Twitter, let me tell you something. Ozempic. You might have to be into it.
Tubby, you're not. Yeah, you just call us. Yeah, Tubby Tompkins.
Do they have Tubby on Tompkins. That stupid news subreddit the story about the guy from like Pennsylvania or somewhere like that who held up a fast food worker because he didn't want the discount that he was offered? He just wanted to pay full price for like a combo meal.
What?
I'm going to pay you extra for those fries.
A lot of r/news of the stupid includes laws that they're trying to pass in Tennessee that make no sense whatsoever. Like Tennessee moves to classify vaccine lettuce as a drug, which just makes no sense.
Vaccine lettuce? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Lettuce that has been vaccinated?
I am an American. You will have to explain if this is a real vegetable to me.
Yeah. So a bill aiming to classify food containing a vaccine or vaccine material as a drug.
Oh,
is being
oh, I see. Yes. They'll be slipping them the COVID-19 vaccine.
So, one of the senators, Senator Heidi Campbell, who's a Democrat in Nashville, she goes, ask the person who sponsored the bill, a guy named Joey Hensley. She just goes, so does the sponsor know of any instances of their food being offered in the state of Tennessee that contains vaccines in some kind of retail or public form? Like,
Jesus, it's a crazy right. thing. So literally a plot point from I think like Logan, the X-Men movie, was that they were slipping in the anti-mutant vaccine in the corn. So high fructose corn syrup had like anti-mutant properties, and that's what they think they're doing to just COVID. Oh my God.
I love this country. I'll never leave it.
I have the article. Okay. So the article is,
let's hear it.
Ohio man pulls gun on Burger King worker who gave him a discount. The quote is, it's just really crazy that somebody could do that. I'm thankful he didn't pull the trigger, the employee told a local news station. Police in Willowick, Ohio are searching for a man who took the old, this is from the Huffington Post, by the way, are searching for a man who took the old saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch, to an illogical and extreme conclusion. The man in question was caught on camera pointing a gun at a Burger King employee who was offering him a discount on his order on Easter Sunday, according to Cleveland CBS affiliate 19 News. Employee Howard Tim Vernon is still shocked by the customer's reaction to his attempt to save the buyer some cash on his order. To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and flip out like that, it is scary, Vernon told 19 News. Vernon, 38, said the customer ordered 2 sausage egg and cheese croissants, a sausage biscuit and hash browns, which came out less than $8, less than the man expected. He was like, my order can't be right. It should be $11, and trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on, like, it's cheaper, Vernon said. He started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why you want to pay more money. The customer left, only to return with a cocked gun that he pointed at Vernon as the employee was serving another customer.
This guy's spun up or something. He was on meth.
Cut this. Let's make it so it's like seemingly organic. Reddit.
Oh, that was such a funny jape there, Malcolm. You're definitely not experiencing technical difficulties. What a gesture.
I think you should have played Pops. You know, on a regular show, I think it should have been you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah,
I think you should have been Pops.
What a wonderful compliment. That would have been great. Okay, we got a user question.
What are the users saying in podcast land, Mr. Delilah?
Oh, yes. Here's someone who would like to be addressed as Casper, Caspar. Their song recommendation is Ghostbusters theme song, ? I don't know.
Fair.
Great energy coming in. Great energy coming in.
There are wrong answers to the song recommendation question.
All right. I'm also noticing a theme between the question about the username and the song.
Oh, yeah, Casper.
Are you? Nothing gets past you, Malcolm.
No, he that's references, why you're a glorious he gets leader. Them like that.
I get him. Yeah.
They call him the reference king. He goes street to street going, yeah. Remember the time?
The referencer. I'm a C-list, thing.
The D-list Batman villain, the referencer.
Tell me, Batman, what's your favorite episode of Family Guy?
I guess the one where Peter fights the Black Knight.
Yeah, I really like that one.
That's a good classic episode.
Classic. You know, I don't really remember much from it, but there's that scene where he's like in the locker room.
The referencer just goes, it's like, hey, Batman, do you remember the movie that Bruce Wayne's parents, Thomas and Martha, left when they got shot in that alley? I do. Yes.
I can recite it word for word.
I will do use it to activate your trauma. That is the extent of my power.
You can't do this, referencer. You can't do this.
Yeah.
And that movie? Malcolm, come on, what's the movie?
The Big Chill.
Is it really?
No, it's The Legend of Zorro, you fucking ninny.
That was The Legend of Zorro?
Well, it's been retconned multiple times because I think the original one, it was supposed to be like the Scarlet Pimpernel or something like that. Some kind of old
Scarlet Pimpernel.
It was a filmed version of that play Our American Cousin.
You know,
nothing ever happened during one of those performances.
Bad things seem to happen during this play. I've noticed.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah.
You know, incidentally, Robert, I have tickets to go see Our American Cousin in a booth.
Oh, wonderful. We got a booth seat. That's booth incredible. Seats.
Yes, yeah. I'll be wearing this lovely evening gown for no reason.
Wow, you even got me this big, tall top hat.
Yes, yes.
I heard my friend John is going to be there.
Wow, famous actor John.
Wow. I hear he's got a great backstage pass.
Yeah, John doesn't like being called John. He just goes by J.W. Booth.
How'd you get these passes? Yeah. Oh, I went shooting with him last week.
And by shooting, you mean you were shooting a movie.
Yeah, he insisted on practicing with this target that had his back turned. I thought it was kind of strange.
Yeah. It was kind of like Dick Cheney energy.
Yeah, but Alec Baldwin was there.
Boys, I assure you, this is very funny. But Robert, why don't you read the question?
Yeah, okay. We just got a vamp for some time.
So here's Casper. They say, hey, sign fuckers, looking for some advice. I recently went out on a first date with a girl I met on Hinge. While our texting chemistry was on point, our date was awkward. The chemistry was just not there, and honestly, she gave me the ick a couple times during the date, to the point where once the date ended, no, we did not have sex, just dinner, I decided not to see her again. She's texted me asking for a second date. I don't want to go on it because of the icks and the lack of chemistry. I don't feel like texting her back. Should I ghost her? Or should I text her back telling her that I don't want to see her? One of her big icks is that she talked a lot about her ex-boyfriend on the date and how they still work together at the same restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
When should you ghost someone? Is this enough of a reason?
Now's the time. Thanks. Let me give you a few good reasons why you should ghost this woman immediately. All right. Number one, commitment is fucking scary, bro. Number two.
Says the guy in the longest relationship.
Number two.
Out of all of us.
You said nothing about her body or how sexy she potentially was, which tells me she wasn't. And you could do better, because you're any listener to our show having difficulties pulling an attractive woman is experiencing a confidence drought. And let me pump you up right now, big guy. You are probably the sexiest motherfucker in this room.
You are fucking worth it.
You are huge. You got bro. It.
You deserve love and commitment and attachment. And
but you don't makes want you it. That's how fucking cool yeah. you are. You don't yeah, want you're that bitch shit.
You're big with a capital B in all the right places.
Absolutely. When you jerk yourself off, bro, do you not feel like, man, I'm so lucky to be doing this right now?
I'm working with something.
I'm working yeah. with something. That's
your
you,
work.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
And that woman is just getting a free meal out of you, and it's painfully apparent to me.
Yeah.
She's yeah, basically cool. telling you that she will be cheating with her ex-boyfriend at the table.
At the restaurant.
She is fucking him in the wine cooler.
They are still fucking yeah.
worse. Robert, did you ever fuck anyone in the wine cooler?
Great the question. Wine cooler? Not the wine cooler. It's a wine cellar.
Okay. Sorry. But when you worked at a restaurant, did you fuck anyone in the kitchen or something? Like in the restaurant itself?
Of course he did. Robert told me, actually not Robert, different friend of work.
Can you ask
Okay, restart. Okay. Did you fuck anyone in the restaurants? Like in the restaurants itself, not like just like a coworker.
Okay, there was this one place I worked at where, yes, I have. Just to make a long answer short, it was in the walk-in cooler, but...
It was in the walk-in cooler.
It wasn't. That's where the why I
knew
said that.
I knew
why
that comment. That comment came with so much truth
came
to
with
it.
Something. Like, I mean, I've talked on the podcast about being blown by a girl who is much too old.
You literally told this story before on the podcast, and you stopped me during my hilarious bit so you could be like, restart that, tell it to me again, so you could act awkward about telling it a second time. You're such a cornball and an idiot. Okay, this isn't even about you, by the way, all right? It's about Casper.
No, that's right.
And what's an ick?
I worked at one place where they did nothing but fuck.
You did nothing but fuck?
No, people who worked there did nothing but fuck.
Including Robert. Robert worked there.
It was like one of those restaurants that have like a couch in the corner so you could like sit on the couches and have wine or whatnot.
Yeah.
Everyone fucked
on
those
couches. We've talked a lot about like the hotel cuck chair, but have I talked about you the restaurant fuck
the
pad?
The restaurant fuck chair.
Yeah, you can have a tossed salad as you're tossing someone's salad.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You could have probably caught an STD from sitting on that couch. I'm being completely frank.
That's fucking rank, dude. That's rank.
A leather couch. It sweat.
Oh, man. Caked in sweat.
What are we doing
Oh,
here?
Sorry. Let's allow Harper to tell us funny jokes.
Yeah, please, Harper.
Well, no one else is doing it. I figured I ought to give it a shot. So you get the ick as a man, by the way. I just wanted to elaborate on this. Oh, all right.
I'm all about
it's a little questionable, I will say. It is definitely a strange statement to say, oh, yeah, they gave me the ick. You could just say, that person made me uncomfortable. I didn't like what he did.
I don't even respect women that say that shit, dude. I think the women that say that shit are fucking annoying. Don't you?
I didn't. I mean, I wasn't even going to bring up differences in men and women. I'm just saying, as a gender neutral concept, don't say something gave me the ick.
Yeah, I think it's bad across the board. Probably speaking for everybody when I say stop telling people things gave you the ick. It makes people think less of you after having had heard it.
Here's my worry when you say the stuff like that, Harper, is that that makes us sound old when you say like, oh, stop saying
no,
like,
okay,
that's
no,
like a generational,
no, no, no,
that's
no,
a millennial
no, no.
versus a Gen Z thing. I'm worried about
no
that.
No one in Gen
someone
Z
young
says
of heart.
Something gave you the ick. Are you fucking
right.
kidding me?
I'm absolutely
is that?
Right.
Yeah. So wait, is ick a Gen Z term? Or is that a millennial term?
Like that's
that
Alpha
is
term.
A term from like the 80s, my guy. No one is bringing back ick.
They're trying. God bless them. They're trying.
They're trying. I mean, look at this user question. They reference the ick.
They say the ick loud and clear, Robert,
yeah.
for you to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're asking a podcast for relationship advice. They're
came
they're
to the
starting
right place.
Off on
isn't
a,
that right
oh,
voice? No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Came to the right place.
No, they came, you know, they, yeah, these are where the, we answer questions from kings.
Absolutely. We have a wide range of experiences. is. Malcolm, very is sensitive to women's feelings. Shut the fuck up. Malcolm, very, very emotionally aware person. Very sensitive to people's plights.
Okay.
So am I. Robert, keep your fucking mouth shut. So
Robert, yeah. Robert's like, yeah.
I offer intermediary experience as someone who can be sensitive, but knows how to have a good time. And Robert, you sling dick. That's all you're here for. That's all you've ever been here for. Yeah, you sling dick.
That's all I'm on this earth for.
He's a cock slinger.
That's all you're on this earth
for. No self-respect.
You're just Rasputin without a beard. That's all you are to anybody.
And I'd probably be pretty, I would be much easier to kill compared, you know, just judging by my past experience.
I think people tried pretty recently to kill you and didn't do it, actually. So.
Yeah, that's true. Robert, you're just meat with a stick.
No, you're right. I did get punched in the back of the head like 6 times.
You got plunked.
I got plunked
like one of those, you know, those games where like you get the little mallet and you're trying to hit the things down.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. That's what they call it.
Yeah, the whack-a-mole, but it was whack-a-robber.
He's waiting for the bell to ring.
As you can tell, we're very qualified to be telling you this. It's just a matter of you willing 100%. To pay attention.
No, okay. I do want to give like a piece of real advice to Casper if I can.
Okay.
Floor's yours.
Play some music.
You can ghost someone literally whenever you want.
It's not illegal.
Never, unless you are like married to them or have any actual commitments to them, you can ghost them whenever the fuck you want. Your relationships that you choose to be a part of are on your terms. And if those terms don't involve someone talking about their ex-boyfriend, that's perfectly fine. If you want to say something to her, that's perfectly fine. At the same time, you don't have to. You don't.
Can we get a slow clap, Sasha?
Applies to men and women. Guys, don't get upset when girls stop talking to you.
No, get pissed off, brother. Get pissed off and take it personally. That's on you.
No, listen, I have to say this. Listen to Robert there. Here's the thing. I do agree with Robert on the more serious note. You've got to, like, if someone is doing stuff and you just don't like it and you're like, I don't want it to keep communicating, it is okay to move on. They'll move on. There's a billion plus people in this world. Just move on. I think the truth is if she's talking about her ex-boyfriend who she still works with on the first date, fucking run. Like, it's a running situation, all right? I know you big boys out there aren't running. Get on the treadmill. You're going to have to run a little bit from this.
You gain an inch every 30 pounds you lose. That's a fact.
She doesn't deserve your Slimer.
That's correct, Malcolm. Tell it on the mountain, Malcolm.
I mean, there's a lot of people who should work themselves in a relationship, but at the same time, everyone deserves love. And
listen to me close, Casper.
The sign fuck guarantee.
Listen to me close, Casper. Ghost every woman. Don't text. Don't use Instagram. Only phone calls. Tell them to write
die
you.
Alone.
Tell them to write you by courier pigeon if you have to. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them to send you texts via email or preferably telecommunications equipment that could be considered antiquated by today's standards.
Tell that bitch to give you a fax.
Yeah. You know what you need to do is get a series of magazines, cut out the letters of headlines from each of them, glue them onto paper, send it to that bitch and say, this is how I communicate.
Send it
this
through is my, a this brick is, in her window.
This is my love language.
Yeah, this is my love language. All right.
You open the letter and it just says, move the team and I kill you or something like that.
Yeah, just go like, yeah, this is, I'm very into arts and crafts. I collect magazines.
You could describe me as an artsy person.
Yeah, just listen, babe, I just need you to know that I know a guy who gives me free magazines, all right? And don't ask questions as to why I'm going to the Walmart parking lot at 3 a.m, all right? It's to get the magazines.
It's cool. It's just he had me steal like 3 issues of People.
It's just 3 issues of the same.
It's the same edition.
The same issues.
You know what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, thank you, Casper.
I just wanted to say, you guys gave serious advice, and it made me want to give a piece of serious advice myself, because I've been doing an inward journey myself these past couple of weeks on what it means to interact with the world around you, especially with people that you want to consider to be significant others or paramours. And setting boundaries is probably the most important thing that you could do as something to respect yourself, and that respect for yourself will in turn be displayed as affection towards others, because you have created a sort of code which in itself guides you and your principles.
Okay.
But that shit's quite, you know, kind of gay too, if you want to get pussy. So you also have to throw that away sometimes.
I thought you were going to make a Shogun reference. I thought you were about to like drop.
Yeah. If you, you know, fail the first date and she doesn't kiss you, you must get down on your knees and draw your honorary sword and commit seppuku on her porch so your blood will not wash out.
Yep. Yeah. It will be there forever. She'll have to sell that house.
She will try, but no one will purchase it because your spirit still haunts the establishment to this day. And your blood, like I said earlier, will not wash out.